Recorded Books and RB Digital present Someone to Romance, a Westcott novel by Mary Balog, narrated by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. Lady Jessica Archer was travelling alone across England toward London. Alone was, of course, a relative term. If she had been born male, she could have left Rose Cottage in Gloucestershire that morning, astride a horse, or perched upon the high seat of a sporting curricle, ribbons in hand, and no one would have batted an eyelid. When one had the misfortune to be a woman, however, there were always enough people and enough eyelids to bat up a storm. She was seated inside the carriage of her brother, the Duke of Netherby, the ducal crest emblazoned upon both doors, with Ruth, her maid. A brawny footman was seated beside a burly coachman up on the box, both men clad in the ducal livery, which was not subdued in colour, to say the least. It blared upon the eye like a clarion might upon the ear. And then there were the two carriages bowling along behind her. The first conveyed Mr. Goddard, the Duke's personal secretary, who had the whole of the Duke's authority vested in his person when he was acting on behalf of his Grace, as he was currently doing. The coachman and footman upon the box of that carriage were hardly less impressive in girth than the first two. The third carriage bore all the baggage, which could have been squeezed into and upon the other two conveyances with a little effort. But why crowd them, when there had been the spare carriage taking up room in the ducal carriage-house? There was only a coachman upon the box of the baggage-coach, but that might have been because he was a former pugilist, and so broad and so fierce-looking.